Hello, my name is Linda Mather. I'm a member of the League of Women Voters of Portland. You are watching a video voter's guide, or you might be listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with candidates running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We are grateful for the support of Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the WISE Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me right now is Michael Jonas. He's running for U.S. District Number 3, U.S. House seat District Number 3, which encompasses most of the county east of the Willamette River. Welcome, Michael, and let's get started getting to know you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, Linda, thank you for having me. Metro East Portland as well. Thank or Productions, I apologize. Thank you for having me and doing this. It's really important that voters understand their choices. A little bit about myself. So I am not coming off of an elected role like my main opponents. All of them are coming off of an elected role. I'm actually coming off of doing community business law. So for the past 7 years, I have owned and operated a business law firm called Rational Unicorn Legal Services, where we do pay-as-you-go services and have helped thousands of nonprofits, small businesses, and creatives in the district. Last year in 2023, the SBA named me Small Business Champion of the Year for Oregon. So I'm running because I know not just the issues that we need to solve, I know the industries of the district as well. I've worked with music and live events and big business and small business and nonprofits and the food ecosystem, which is extremely important to the district. I'm also running because I think I would be the best fit to replace Earl, who has done an excellent job. This is a job application, and his legacy is extremely important. I have a law degree as a lawyer. I also have a business degree and executive MBA, but I'm also a small business owner and a small business advocate. And I really feel like this district thrives on small businesses and the community and business partnership that we have.
Okay, let's move to some specifics. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change?
Yeah, that's a good question. First of all, I'm really happy with the Inflation Reduction Act or the infrastructure bill, but I'm really hoping that the money gets allocated correctly. We always talk about follow the money. So I'm hoping that the money comes into local communities who get to make those choices. In terms of climate change or climate action, I think we need to use it as an opportunity. We've been talking about this for 20 or 30 years. So we need to talk about clean jobs. How do we have workforce training programs for people across the district and in America where they can learn vocational skills and actually work on these climate changes that we need? How do we keep things in America? So, for example, the American government and many local governments buy steel and buy other supplies from China. And so there's this question of how do we buy things with us or made by us. And that has to do with reinvigorating the manufacturing plants all across the United States, looking at old auto plants, for example, and making them into solar and wind turbine plants. So
Okay.
I see it as not just about climate. I see it as a whole new look at a green economy and how the community can be involved.
Okay, thank you. You are listening to a video voter's guide interview and podcast of Michael Jonas, who is running for the U.S. House District 3. And I will ask him another question now, which is, what, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws?
Yeah, so first of all, we continue to debate this, and we live in this all or nothing binary. So I think we can respect Second Amendment rights, but that doesn't mean that ordinary people on the street should have assault weapons. So I am very committed to banning assault weapons and high capacity magazines. Someone who's hunting or protecting their home should not have the ability to murder multiple people in a matter of seconds. So I think we can have the Second Amendment without having mass murders every day. The other thing is the universal background checks and closing the gun sale loopholes. We also have people selling guns online and in the street. So looking at universal background checks to make sure. And then finally, I do agree that there is a mental health crisis. And I think that if we have community policing, we teach communities about guns and about gun safety, we'll be better off. A lot of the students, yes, they did have access to a gun, which was the problem. But a lot of the people who are doing these mass shootings, there's also a component of mental health that we need to look at as well.
Okay. The next question, and as always, it's a big topic, but not too much time. What, if any, changes would you support in Congress for voting rights?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, we must get that passed, and also a fair, transparent voting act. So, what happens is we had the Shelby case in the Supreme Court, which basically allows states to sort of willy-nilly make voter laws. Whereas before that case, they had to go to the federal government, and the federal government had to say yes or no. So this is why we see laws like in Georgia, where if you give a water bottle to someone in line, you can get in trouble. So we need to hold people who are doing elections, who potentially cause election fraud, to higher criminal standards. We need to respect our election workers. So fair and transparent elections. We also need to make voting easier, potentially making a national holiday. We need to have automatic voting. Why can we order clothes online, but we can't vote so easily, or we turn people away? So treating voting as the important thing that it is, and stop playing games with partisan gerrymandering and unfair elections must occur.
This concludes our video voter's guide and podcast interview with Michael Jonas, who is running for the United States House District Number 3. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will begin mailing on May 1st. Be sure to continue to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. And please encourage your friends and families to do likewise. Thank you.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.